Welcome to the Malibu Medium Podcast. I am your host, Amber Baker, otherwise known as the Malibu Medium. I am a channel for higher consciousness, Akashic Record reader, and mentor. In this podcast, you receive tips and tools to break through blocks, embody your desires, and take action in confidence so you can manifest with more ease in alignment with your higher self. I am passionate about teaching you how to work with your Akashic Records as a way of life because of the incredible abundance it aligns you with. This is why I created the Akashic Academy, an online program that teaches you how to access the Akashic Records, transform blocks, and live your limitless potential. Transformation doesn't have to be scary. You are so much more powerful than you know. Anything is possible. When you believe it is yours, it is. The time is now to start living your best life. The portal is open now. Hello and welcome back to the show. My name is Amber. I am so happy that you are here. I'm just sitting in my office, freezing cold. I don't know what's happening to the weather, but it's supposed to be springtime. I had 2 days of sunshine, and the last 2 days have been cloudy, cloudy, cloudy here in Malibu, and I'm just looking forward to the sunshine coming back. So today's episode, I'm sharing with you a masterclass that I taught to my bestie, Danielle Syrinx's Spirit School community, the Intro to the Akashic Records. So you're going to learn what the Akashic Records is, how it can heal and transform your life, how reading your Akashic Records can heal and transform your life and align you back into your divine presence. But before we get started into that masterclass, I want to personally invite all of you into my Akashic Academy. The Akashic Academy is a 7-week online live group program that teaches you how to read the Akashic Records, how to read your Akashic Records, how to awaken into your limitless potential and transform the blocks or any limitations that you're experiencing that is taking you out of living in alignment with the abundance that you are. And so this is more than just how to read the Akashic Records. It is a personal development program that teaches you how to become a co-creator. So you're going to hear more soon about my personal philosophy around transformation, how I got into reading my own Akashic Records, what the incredible changes it has offered in my life are, as well as 3 different ways to work in the Akashic Records. But I just wanted to give you more context and understanding around the Akashic Academy and what you're going to walk away with. So basically, in the Academy, you are going to learn how to read your Akashic Records as a way of life so that you can identify and heal blocks as you experience them and lead yourself back into alignment. But you're also going to learn how to operate in your higher mind in harmony with your higher self and reprogram your subconscious mind. So in your subconscious mind, your subconscious mind stores all your experiences, emotions, perceptions, beliefs, habits. And why we want to reprogram our subconscious mind is that it actually controls 95% of our life. And oftentimes, the subconscious mind is not in harmony with our highest potential, with our desires, with what we are manifesting and calling into our life. Our subconscious mind is like our internal programs, and those internal programs are what interferes with us showing up in confidence, with us manifesting our dreams and desires. And so often, or not so often, most of the time, that internal programming that's in the subconscious mind is not in alignment with our true potential, not in alignment with our desires. And so that is the friction that we experience in this human life. We are limitless potential, but we experience limitations because our mind is so powerful. It simply records our thoughts. It records our beliefs. It records our perceptions. And our perspective is what co-creates our reality. What we believe in, we attract. Who we are and how we're operating becomes our reality. And yet, that reality can change. If you change your inner landscape, if you change your inner beliefs, if you change your perspective, you change your life. And everything starts within. So in the Akashic Academy, you learn how to discover the hidden blocks and understand why you're not in harmony with what you want, and then how to change that inner perspective, how to reprogram your subconscious mind to align back into being in harmony with your desires, being in harmony with what you want to co-create. The Akashic Records also gives you a way to tap into your true desires, your true purpose, your divine plan and path. It gives you a pathway to tap back into your passions, who you really are, and get to know yourself at that soul level. Get to know what you truly want to manifest and what that would look and feel like if you didn't have all these insecurities and fears. And when you can get a glimpse of your dreams and desires without those insecurities and fears, and then claim them, and then have a pathway to transform whatever is preventing you from embodying them, that is the expansion. That is what I'm passionate about inviting you into. I am passionate about you leading yourself through your life as a co-creator. And so that is what you get in the Akashic Academy. It does start Friday, April 19th. It is a 7-week online live program. There is lots of live instruction. The whole program is live. Lots of Q&A with me, lots of live unblocking in our Akashic Records as a group. You're going to learn the method to reading the Akashic Records. You're going to learn how to awaken and live in your higher mind, in your higher self, how to co-create your reality with your perspective. It is a immersive transformational experience. I invite all of you to join. All beginner level, any level is welcome. Whether you read the Akashic Records or not, you are all welcome into this program. You're going to meet like-minded souls like yourself that are claiming your higher purpose and power. So you're going to meet your new besties. It's going to be a good time. Come join me this spring into the summer. The last class, I believe, is June 7th. Let's do it together. I'm so excited to meet the people who have already signed up, and to all that are coming, I'm super excited to join. You can check out the link in the show notes below. And now here is a snippet from the masterclass so you can get to know even more about the Akashic Records and get excited. I have poured my heart and soul into this class so that you guys can walk away with the most value. Whether or not you're interested in joining my Akashic Academy to really learn the full-on practice of reading your Akashic Records, my intention is for you all to really get excited about working in your Akashic Records. Erin, you're so sweet. Thank you. So let's just get started, and I'm going to introduce myself a little bit in more detail, although I'm sure a lot of you know a little bit about who I am. My name is Amber Baker. I do go by the Malibu Medium only because I live in Malibu and I am a medium and I have communicated with spirits my whole life. But it wasn't up until my near-death experience that was in 2018, so gosh, around 6 years ago, that I started to work in my Akashic records. So I am an Akashic record reader. I am a channel to the wisdom in the Akashic records. I am a mentor. I teach others how to read their own Akashic records. I am a medium, an energy healer. And I believe it is, or I should say, I know it is my calling to teach others how to read their own Akashic records. And the reason why I work closely in the Akashic records is because I believe it is the number one tool that we all get to have in this human life to connect to our divine presence, to transform any limitations that are holding us back from aligning into that divine presence. And it helps us take our power back and co-create our highest path and potential. So that's the way that I work in the Akashic records, and that is the purpose that it serves for you in your life. So like I said, I had a near-death experience in 2018, and in that experience, my divine presence was activated. So the short version of this story, because some of you might already know it, my near-death experience was unique, as they all are. Mine was a divine intervention, and it was something that that I believe that happened because I was very far out of alignment with my divine path, with my true essence. And so before my NDE, I was going through many struggles, a lot of hardships. I was feeling very defined by my struggles. And so I was staying in this perpetual loop of experiencing negative feelings and emotions. I was constantly going through kind of like this victim mode of just not knowing how to get past the blocks that I was experiencing in my life. And it was very painful. It was a very painful time. And so when I had my near-death experience, I was going through, I had an asthma episode, a flare-up that was not able to be under control. And it was one night where I couldn't breathe that I was praying to God. And as I was leaving my body, my grandmother in spirit came to me with Archangel Michael and Mother Mary. And they started to surround me as I left my body. And I went through a tunnel, and I went through kind of I had a typical experience in those ways, but my life review was given by Archangel Michael. And the message that he spoke to me was many different messages that were personal to my journey. But the main message was that I was not defined by my thoughts and feelings, that I am unlimited power and potential and infinite presence. And so I just saw my little puppy, Charlie. And so I had my life review, and what I realized was that there was a complete other side to who I was as a soul, as, you know, my divine presence. There was a complete, there was a connection that I had lost with myself. Now, we all experience this in our life. We come to this earth and our souls actually choose experiences for us to evolve and learn and grow. But when we don't have the tools to transcend the struggles, we stay stuck in those struggles. And when we think that we are defined by our experiences and we are defined by our thoughts and feelings, defined by our circumstances, we stay in that victim mode and we basically are living the opposite of co-creators. And so that was how I was living my life. And the messages that Archangel spoke to me completely, radically changed my life.
And what was more amazing than that was that Archangel Michael took me to meet Source. So he told me that I was going to become one with Source and I was going to feel what it was like to be the unlimited potential that he infused into me. And so I got to have a complete divine presence activation. And there's many more details to the story, and you can definitely listen to more of the full story. I've had different interviews, but basically, when I, after that experience, he also had told me that I was a healer. And so I had this divine intervention and alignment back into my divine presence, back into my higher purpose and my power. And it wasn't long after that that I had an experience on an astral level where three monks came to me and initiated me into the Akashic Records. And so I went on a journey of opening my Akashic Records, not knowing the power it was going to have in my life, not knowing how actually it was the exact tool that I needed to live the transformation that I experienced of activating my divine presence. And so I started to read the Akashic Records. I actually opened the Akashic Records and had a spontaneous channeling experience where I started to channel beings that basically told me that I was channeling the wisdom of the Book of Life, which at that time I didn't even know was the Akashic Records. So I have been writing this book, which is Channeled Wisdom of the Akashic Records, reading the Akashic Records of other people, and like I said, mentoring others on how to read their own records. And I started this Akashic Academy to teach you and anyone who wants to read their records so that you can utilize the tools that I have discovered and transform the blocks in your life that are holding you back. So my passion, like I said, is to teach others how to read their Akashic records as a practice in your daily life. And it is the most transformational tool that I have had so that I can actually experience the transformation that I received in my NDE. And what is true is that no matter how many times we awaken into our true essence, no matter how many times we have, a shift in consciousness or a healing experience, in this life, as we expand and as we are actually all here and asked to expand our consciousness, it is a cyclical act, this expansion that we're going through between contracting and expanding. So it's not a one-stop shop. It's not that, oh, I awakened and now I'm just going to go on in my life. Maybe you have also experienced this where you have had healings and you have had these, great shifts or maybe these little shifts and these little awakenings. But we all need to lead ourselves through transforming blocks and realigning back into our divine presence, back into our wholeness over and over and over again. And we are not taught how to do that. We are not taught how to be co-creators of our life because the truth is that as a, collectively, what we're really taught is to look for our power outside of ourselves. We are taught to try to prove our worthiness by achieving things. We are taught, most of the time, the environments that we are raised in is not because our parents are bad or because we are bad, but we have a collective program and agenda, which is just simply maybe lack of awareness, which doesn't give us the tools to stay in alignment with our true power and potential. And so before my NDE, I was really stuck in my circumstances. I was stuck in reliving the loop of emotions. I was stuck in reliving patterns and dynamics that weren't serving me, and I didn't know how to get out of them. And so when I first started to read the Akashic Records, what I realized, like I said, is that transformation is an act. And the Akashic Records is a lifelong tool that we have at our disposal if we want to, you know, act on it. You don't have to be a psychic medium or, you know, someone who you consider to be a mystic to read your Akashic Records. Our Akashic Records is the library of our soul. It is a realm. It is the realm of our soul's consciousness. Okay. So every living creature and soul, but every living creature, even place and environment, has their own Akashic Records. And it is literally just an imprint of consciousness of the thoughts, choices, actions, the stories that we have experienced throughout lifetimes. And so you could think of it as a recorded database of your soul's story. And so this is who we really are. We are not just humans living one life, you know, stuck and punished living these struggles. We are a soul. Our soul is all about experience. Our soul has chosen to experience this life, to learn and grow and to self-realize through our experiences and expand our consciousness. So we are not punished by our struggles, but it is easy to think that we are. It is easy to feel like we are stuck or we are the victim to our life. But what the practice of reading the Akashic Records teaches us is that we're actually, in fact, co-creators, and that all of our struggles are opportunities to expand into who we really are. And so I do teach you part of how I teach how to read the Akashic Records is to rethink about or reform what your perspective is overall about transformation, because transformation is not a hard, difficult thing when you have the right viewpoint and when you have the right tools to actually follow through and transcend blocks and transform in general. What you learn is that transformation is just a temporary moment of forgetting who you are, and that our co-creation, our expansion is literally asking us to go deeper into our blocks and to transform. So when you look at transformation from that higher lens and you look at it as an opportunity, you realize that on the other side of that is your strength, is who you really are. And every time you learn, every time you grow, you expand your light, you expand your consciousness and the collective consciousness. And so what I also know to be true is that we're all on different stages of our awakening journey, and your Akashic Records meets you wherever you're at on your journey. And when you open your Akashic Records, remember, you're meeting your soul. So you're meeting who you really are across all time, dimension, and space. So your soul has chosen this lifetime to experience itself and expand. So when you open your Akashic Records, you're tapping into your soul's records, who you really are. You're tapping into that database that has stored your life's experiences across all time, space, and dimension. So you are able to tap into past lives. You are able to tap into future lives. You are able to tap into who you are within all lifetimes. And you go there to receive information. You go there to receive, who am I? What have I experienced? Not just in this lifetime, but what have been the choices that I've made, the experiences that I have lived. So you want to receive information, but you go there to receive the information, to ask questions, to understand who you are, because your book of life, your soul's story, your Akashic Records is anchored in your divine potential. So it's not just your story, but it's your infinite potential within your story. So you go to your Akashic Records And it is governed by Akashic guides, divine beings, all the divine realm, angels, councils. It's governed by your own higher self, by your past loved ones. And they are there to channel to you and give you the guidance that you need to heal and transform and grow. And the amazing thing about reading the records is that the blocks that we experience in our life are unique to us. And so we can receive tools to transform, and it's wonderful. And I teach many transformational tools that are maybe more general, but the blocks that you experience have a root cause that is specific to your soul's journey. So when you open your records and you're asking for guidance to unblock something in your life, to unblock a struggle, to unblock a limitation, a limited belief, whatever it is that you're struggling with, you receive the specific reason, the root cause of what that block is, and your guides walk you through the realignment back into your whole self. So you might ask yourself, well, how does that work? So in a nutshell, how that works is that your guides help you see yourself and who you are in your circumstances in a new light. So they don't erase your past, because your stories are your empowerment. They don't take away what has happened to you or maybe the circumstance that you're in now, but they help you see yourself in a new light through a new lens. They help you see who you are within that exact experience and circumstance that you're in now in a new light, so that you can align back into your wholeness and align back into your infinite presence, your divine presence. And by shifting your perspective, by shifting your awareness, by seeing yourself in a new light, you are able to transcend and heal and grow. And from that place of wholeness, you then respond to who you are in a new way. That is your co-creation. So the transformation is the alignment, and the co-creation is expansion. So from that place of shifting your perspective back into wholeness, you're able to move forward in your light, and that is your expansion. By moving forward in your light, like I said, you make new choices, you shift your consciousness, which shifts your energy, you become a vibrational match to that which you seek. The desires that you seek then become you. And what we know to be true in the laws of the universe is that you manifest who you are, not necessarily what you want, but who you are, what you are a vibrational match to. So that is, in a nutshell, what the Akashic Records is and how healing and transformation takes place when you access your Akashic Records. So how I teach how to read the Akashic Records is by creating a practice in your daily life so that you can use it as a practical tool to help you manifest and co-create your dreams and desires, whatever they may be. I also teach you how to tap into your records to get to know who you really are, who you are past maybe that human experience that thinks that we're defined by limitations, to get to know your past lives, to clear your past lives, to also embody your desires. Because I think that we all have desires, we all have dreams, and what stops us from taking action in our desires is sometimes fears, insecurities, or the lack of embodiment, right, with our desires. So we need to be able to embody our desires in order to take action in them and serve our higher purpose. And when we awaken to who we really are, and we awaken our higher purpose, and we awaken maybe the acts of service that we want to do, or the dreams that we want to co-create, it will bring up our fears and insecurities because of the conditioning that we have received, because of how we have been raised, because we're not used to living in the vortex of operation of our light. We're not used to living in alignment with who we really are, and that's okay. But right now, at this time, there is a great awakening, and the frequencies of Earth are rising, whether we like it or not, which I think we all like it, right? We're all wanting to co-create the new Earth. We are all moving towards unity consciousness. So we're moving towards this great awakening. We're getting glimpses of who we really are. We are desiring more. We are no longer, you know, willing to go into these agendas and these programs that teach us that power is outside of ourselves. I believe that we're all waking up, right? But what happens is when we go then to live our light, and when we want to take action in our higher purpose, it will bring up to the surface everything that is no longer in alignment with who we really are. And so the Great Awakening is asking us to heal and transcend. And we need the tools to help us live that transformation and to show up, right? We need those tools. And so that is how I use the Akashic Records in my life. I don't think I could do what I do without going into my Akashic Records and healing and transforming over and over again. And for me, it's a beautiful experience. I'm no longer the victim of my struggles. I feel empowered when I have friction, when I have resistance. And this is what you learn when you read your records, is you learn how to notice the friction and the resistance. And instead of shying away from it and being afraid of it and trying to bypass it and put a Band-Aid on it and just, you know, actually what I think happens is that we either try to make ourselves show up in power, and that power is not embodied, or we are so afraid of what our higher purpose and power brings up within us that we just don't take action, and we stay small, and we dim our light, and we settle. So for me, I lived my life staying small, settling, and now that I have decided to show up in power and purpose and live this calling of teaching how to read the Akashic Records, I have had to use the tool of reading my Akashic Records every day. It's not draining. It's, again, a beautiful experience, because what I have learned is how to take my resistance to the guides, to my higher self in my Akashic Records, present that to them, and lead myself through the act of transformation back into alignment. What's also beautiful is that while you live the practice of going through that transformation in your Akashic Records, you're exercising the expansion of your consciousness. And as you expand your consciousness within the different areas of your life, as you heal blocks in your life, you're expanding your consciousness. And what happens is that overall, you start to live in a different level of operation. You start to live in a different vortex, is how I call it. And so you're literally living in a new way. You're living in a new way while you're allowing yourself to notice blocks as they come up and heal and transform them. And the important thing that I believe in as well is that there is the healing and transformation that we receive in opening our records and receiving the guidance and aligning back into wholeness. But what we also need is a framework outside of the records to live that transformation. And so I also teach you in the Akashic Academy how to decondition and and live in harmony with your higher self, with your higher mind. Because I believe that in order to sustain living in this, these, in your higher purpose and power, you need to live in harmony with your higher self and your higher mind. And the way that I teach you how to do that is to co-create with your perspective, to be able to catch what you're thinking. And if those thoughts and if those thinkings, if those thoughts and if those feelings, like what they are related to, and then how to reframe your perspective. So your perspective co-creates your life, and the Akashic Records shifts your perspective while you're in your Akashic Records, but it's also entirely possible to shift your perspective in your daily life and to notice what you're thinking and feeling and to start to operate in your higher mind. And so that is something that I teach as a framework when I teach you how to read your records, which is exactly this, so that you know how to start to live in your higher mind while you are living the transformation that your Akashic Records has taught you. So I'm going to ask you guys if you have any questions in just a little bit, but I wanted to give you like three ways that you can work in your Akashic Records. And then we're going to go into the guided meditation. Actually, before that, I'm going to see if you guys have any questions. So there's many ways to work in your Akashic Records. You can open your Akashic Records while you're creating courses, while you're writing a book, and you can be in the in the energy of your higher self, and you can be in the energy of your soul's records to do anything. So there's many different ways that you can work in your Akashic Records. But what I like to do with my Akashic Records is I like to open my Akashic Records and get to know myself at that soul level. So I like to get to know what are the abilities that I have cultivated from past lives? Who am I really? Who am I really, excuse me, in my purpose? Who am I really in my power? And sitting in the energy of your soul, as you get to know yourself, what happens is you start to build the energetic presence of who you are. It's important to build your energetic presence and to start to know what your true essence feels like and who you really are. And the questions that you can ask yourself are absolutely infinite. So if you want to know what are the abilities that I have cultivated from past lives, you can ask those questions. If you want to know who you were within different lifetimes, you ask those questions. If you want to know what aspects of yourself are experiencing lifetimes on other planets, you ask those questions, right? So you get to know yourself from this multidimensional sense. You get to know who you are past this lifetime. You get to connect to those parts of you, because we are experiencing ourselves in different realities and different timelines. We are a multidimensional being. All versions of us exist, but it is our awareness that keeps us stuck. So unless we open our awareness and expand our awareness and start to ask questions and start to claim the journey of discovering who we are in our higher consciousness, who are we? Are we star seeds? I believe we're all star seeds, right? So getting to know yourself on this level is an amazing experience. And I love to do that. The other thing that I love to do is I will take my, the things that I want to do in life, my desires, you can call them goals, you can call them the things that you want to co-create. You take those desires to your Akashic Records and you ask your Akashic guides what is blocking you from embodying those desires. And as you do that, as you're able to peel back the layers and discover the hidden blocks that might be preventing you from fully believing and embodying those desires, it allows you to then take action and show up in the energy of your desires in a much more powerful way. Sometimes you actually can't even take action in your desires, and you can't even play in the creation of them because you might feel so consumed by fear and insecurities and doubts. So it's really important that you understand that your desires are seeking you and they are yours. And it is perfectly normal for us to project fears and limiting beliefs on them. But it is also perfectly normal and our birthright to heal whatever is blocking us from embodying our desires. So that's how I work very closely lately in my Akashic Records, is I take what it is that I'm co-creating, the projects, the endeavors, these classes, the things that I'm passionate about doing. And this is, again, not a one-time thing. It's a daily, weekly thing where I just gently notice, where am I resisting? Where am I shying away? Where am I hiding? Why am I feeling this friction? And I go into my Akashic Records and I heal those blocks. And there's many different layers around what might be blocking us from embodying our desires. But every time you heal one block, you embody that desire even more, even more. And then you show up more, you expand more, and you start to take action living your higher purpose. The next way that I love to work in my Akashic Records is to go into maybe something that I'm wanting to co-create, again, whatever it might be for you. And I bring that desire, I bring what I'm seeking to manifest, and I bring it into my records, to my guides, to my higher self. I present it to them. And I ask for the infinite potential around it. I ask for the infinite possibilities. And so what you're doing there is you're playing in the quantum field. Your true essence is quantum in nature. You are unlimited in possibilities and potentials. And so we narrow our possibilities because we're used to living in a small box, right? We are. We're all used to living with a lower level of awareness. But when you really understand that you are infinite in nature, and you bring maybe something that you're wanting to share with the world, a message, a project, an endeavor, a desire, whatever it might be, maybe it's just simply you want to live in Europe. You bring that to your Akashic Records and you put it into the vortex of your quanta, of the quantum field of infinite possibilities and potentials. And you ask your higher self and the guides to reveal to you what is in your highest path. You play in that field. You break free and break through the little box and you get to that big box and you start to see the higher versions and visions of who you are and who you could be. So these are three different pathways that you can use in your Akashic Records. And these are some of the exciting ways that I work in my Akashic Records.